It's Monday, November 4th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Ethics guidelines from the DoD, Russian walls off from the internet, and Uber, payoffs, and NDAs. This is the business of tech. After a lot of hand-wringing and failed attempts to figure out the ethical use of AI, a surprising source has published a set of clear and smart guidelines. The Defense Innovation Board has published a draft guidelines for AI ethics at the Defense Department focused on keeping the technology in check. Some highlights are what you'd expect, including a demand for reliability and one for human responsibility at every stage. Some are more innovative. The draft calls for avoiding unintended bias, such as racism or sexism. The guidelines also call for governable AI, where the AI can stop itself if it's about to cause unnecessary harm. There's also a call for traceable AI output, so humans know how a decision is made. So why do we care? Big tech is really struggling to come up with ethics and an approach to solving these problems, but government has managed to do what it does best and set some societal boundaries. Think about what this does. One of the largest technology producers and consumers in the world has come out and established a set of guidelines for how they expect the technology to work and how it should be implemented. Yes, what is outlined is potentially easy to say and hard to do. Yes, the DoD here has an advantage in their starting with less legacy than some of the tech companies. And yes, this is broad and it'll be difficult to implement across the entire selection of networks that DoD manages. But the document is meaty. It addresses the philosophy here, including authoritarian versus democratic norms, how to build trust, and how to be transparent with academia and the private sector. It's bold, it's big, and it's thoughtful. Tech companies should take notice. Links in the show notes. Russia's law that lets it disconnect from the internet came into force on November 1st, giving the government far more control over what happens online in Russia. The law, signed by President Putin in May, gives Russia's telecommunications watchdog the power to block access to content that the government sees as a security threat. Russia's internet service providers must have equipment installed that can identify the source of traffic and filter the content. The law also requires the creation of a homegrown version of the domain name system, or DNS. This is going to make it easier for authorities to redirect traffic without Russian users noticing. This part is technically complex and won't be ready to launch yet. Why do we care? There's the obvious note that the Russian internet is going to become more like the Chinese one, where information is controlled and the Great Firewall blocks the country off from the rest of the world. We really are moving to a world of two internets, one managed by authoritarians and one managed by democracies. Those doing business internationally need to know this for sure, but even for those not interacting with Chinese and Russian companies directly, it's important to know where the edges of each live. The internet started as an idea of free and open expression, and it's not necessarily where we're ending up. We have new details on how Uber responded to a hacker attack in 2016, and it brings up more of those ethics questions. Rather than report the incident to police, the company allegedly paid $100,000 in exchange for a promise to delete 57 million user files stolen from a third-party server. Then, Uber met with the men and had them sign non-disclosure agreements, promising to keep quiet. Why do we care? The news always comes out, and always does, and the cover-up is always worse than the crime. You would think this lesson would be learned by now, but apparently not. When we talk about extinction-level events, this is the kind of move that really destroys reputations. At best, Uber will continue to clean up its reputation for years. If this were to happen to a much smaller company, the likelihood of survival moves closer and closer to zero. Think about the way you handle these breaches, because it's gonna happen, and when the sun shines in on the incident, don't have the cover-up worse than the crime. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show on your favorite podcatcher or on mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can meet up with me Wednesday, November 6th at Channel Pro in Newark, New Jersey, and sign up now for a discount off attendance for Channel Evolution Europe in London, December 2nd and 3rd. Link for a discount in the show notes. If you like what you hear, share the podcast today with one of your communities or a colleague. Let's grow the audience together. See you tomorrow.